Paul, what can you tell us about the absence of Mark Scheifele today?
It's fine. He'll be in the lineup tomorrow. Morning skate, too.
Sick or?
No, we're just getting him back to 100%.
Okay. What are the benefits to having Trouba and Byfuglien together?
We're going to find that out. Minutes, puck movement, playing against teams that have, you know, two very powerful offensive lines. Getting him in those minutes against those kind of players for not just development. He needs to play against those kind of guys to get to the next level.
What do you think Jacob's done to get his game going in the right direction?
Turning out of the corners with the puck with a mindset of driving his legs and giving himself that option of getting into a hole. It's a little different dynamic from the other side of the ice, but when he's going, his first thought is move and then move the puck. Starting to see more of that.
You've coached against him and now had him for a while. When you think of Chris Thorburn, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Well, it's different because before it was just, he was just a real hard player to play. You know, it was very consistent with the game. He got in and got a piece of your defenseman all the time. Now I think personality, you know, still plays the exact same game that he's played. He's very consistent pro with that. He's figured out who he is and what he does, and he tries to bring that every night. When you get in the locker room and you watch him operate on a daily basis, it's his personality. He's a great character.
For a coach, what is the value of having a glue guy like that?
It's usually a pretty good barometer of where your team's at, because those guys have a relationship with your entire room, and they can give you an idea of where players are. Don't get me wrong, he's not free-flowing information, but because he's been a healthy scratch and been through all the hard parts that NHL players go, he can really relate to younger players or veteran players that are in and out of the lineup, and he's a good example for them. He's been there, and how he practices and how he gets ready for games doesn't change. Whether he plays 3 minutes or he plays 12 minutes, he doesn't change what he says on the bench. He doesn't pout if he misses a shift. He's cheering the next guy on, and that's a good example for players that are so used to playing 20 minutes and they get themselves in the National League, can't understand why they're not playing 20, and sometimes they need a little guidance.
What do you hope to see from the Sherratt-Stewart pairing? You know, Ben played on the right side fairly well in the preseason. Yep. Do you think that'll help him in that transition too?
Well, we're hopeful that he can do that. Sometimes, Mark plays a pretty simple, straightforward physical game, and sitting beside a player on the bench and talking about the game with that player. Players have always learned far more from the guy they sit beside on the bench than they do from the guy standing behind the bench, especially in those small areas, not just of the game, of the mentality of the game. The younger guys learn so much more from the veteran guys they sit with, and Mark has always had the level of intensity that we like in our back end, and I think Benny can learn some things from Mark in that department.
Obviously, the Moose are home all week this week. Do you think you'll have an extra forward coming, or do you want to just sort of play it by ear there?
No, having that they're home all week and we are too, we wouldn't carry extra.